When I was in my early 20s, I was staying with a couple that had a two-year-old child. And he, the father, was very, very enamored with books. And he had wonderful, wonderful books and very expensive books and collections of books. And I'll never forget the time that we were sitting with him and in the sitting room, and the child came in and was going through and playing with the books. And then at one time, the child tore a page out of one of his books. Now, this is in a time where spanking was okay. So I assumed that this person was going to become so upset that he's going to spank this poor little child that, you know, didn't really realize what it was doing. But instead of spanking, he took the book and he pushed the child away. And he said, "Get away from me." And that child was heartbroken. Heartbroken from the depths of its heart. She cried, and I thought to myself, how terrible of a punishment that was. How terrible that must have been for a child to be rejected by her parent. To me, that's always stayed in my mind, and I've never been able to forget that terrible feeling that that child must have felt. And yet, we are also here coming into the Lenten period, and we are reading about the same thing in Scripture. We're reading about the sheep and the goats. And every year we talk about the sheep and the goats, and that's telling us that Lent begins next week. But can you imagine anything more terrible than what the Lord told the goats? He said, "Get away from me, you cursed. The place has been prepared for you, a fire with the devil and his angels. Get away from me, you cursed." The final words that you hear from your Creator, from your loving Father, is, "Get away from me." Can you even imagine something more terrible? I mean, we all come to church for a reason. We all have a faith for a reason, and that's our faith that we will be saved. But are we really worthy of salvation? That's the case. Now, we say that it's not because of our worthiness, but it's because of God's grace. And yet, in today's parable of the sheep and the goats, it's not quite that easy. He said to the sheep, says, "Come in to the kingdom." He says, "You have fed the hungry. You have given drink to the thirsty. You have taken care of the poor. You have visited those in prison. You have visited those who are sick." He says, "You have comforted. You have shown love," in other words, "to your fellow man." And they were so used to doing it, they didn't even realize what he was talking about. They said, "When did we do this? We don't know when we did this." And he says, "Whenever you did it for one of those, you did it for me." So they went into the kingdom. And then the others, though, he said, "Get away from me, you cursed." He says, "Because when you saw me thirsty, you didn't give me to drink. When you saw me hungry, you didn't feed me. When you saw me in prison, you didn't come to me. When you saw me and I was in need, you didn't come. So get away from me." And they said the same thing. So, "Well, when did we see you and we didn't do that?" He says, "Whenever you haven't done it for others, you haven't done it for me. My friends, a lot of times we like to rationalize our lives. We like to say, well, I'm living my life the way everybody else is living. But the way everybody else is living doesn't necessarily mean that it's the right way to live. We are called to step out of that mold, not to do like everyone else, to get out of that comfort zone, not to look for the approval or disapproval of others. We don't do things so that people will pat us on the back, and we don't reject doing things so that they won't criticize us and call us, oh, you're a goody-two-shoes, you're a Christian, you're doing this, you're doing that. Don't worry about that, because our goal is to be like the sheep. Our goal is to enter the kingdom. And yet this world is always calling us away, always calling us to do and to be different people than what we should be. Yes, we come to church. Yes, we come and we listen, and then we go and we have our coffee, and then we leave, and then we kind of slip back into our lives, into a life that is not necessarily the correct life. My friends, says our life, this life, even if you live to be 120 years old, it's a drop in the bucket, not even a drop in the ocean to eternity. This life is what determines how we spend eternity. Do you want to spend eternity with the devil and his angels? Or do you want to spend eternity with God and his angels? Those are our two choices. There's no other choice. But you have to make that choice. You have to make that decision. We all have to make that decision. And we have to do as he has instructed us to do. His instructions are very simple. He says, do this in remembrance of me. Receive the Eucharist. He says, go out and proclaim the gospel. Everyone has the ability to proclaim in one way or another the gospel, even if it's only by their actions, so that others can see Christ in you. And he said very clearly, he says, feed the hungry, give drink to the poor, give drink to the thirsty, help the poor, comfort the sick, and visit those in prison. Very simple. But in the story today, that was non-negotiable. They didn't say, well, Lord says maybe I did or maybe I helped here a little bit. And there was no negotiation. There was no arguing. There were no courts. There were no toll houses. There was nothing. It was just the Lord. And he said, this is the way you lived your life. And this is the way you're going to spend eternity. Period. My friends, please, take this seriously. We are entering into a Lenten period, and this is a time of change. It's a time of refreshment. It's a time of reform. It's a time to become someone else. So if we have not been living up to those standards, then now is the time to start. Don't think if you fast a lot, if you do a lot of prostrations, if you cross yourself a lot and you kiss a lot of icons. He didn't say anything about that. Our Lord didn't say anything about that. We do those things, but that's not for our salvation. We do those things out of reverence. But for our salvation, we have to show that we love one another, that we love humanity. And not only a little love, but love others the way we love ourselves. That means all the way. I pray that as we are entering into this Lenten season, it will be a blessing and an enlightenment for all of us, so that we might, in fact, become sheep, and in fact, hear those wonderful words on the day of our resurrection. Well done, enter into the kingdom.